What book or movie or work of art helps you understand what it means to be an American? We've been getting some fantastic suggestions over the last few weeks, from The Velvet Underground and Nico to The Plastic Pink Flamingo. And Tess Foley from Connecticut is lobbying for Charlotte's Web.
When people read Charlotte's Web, I know we're reading what's supposed to be a fictitious story about farm animals in a barn, but that's really the world that we all live in all the time.
My name, said the spider, is Charlotte. Charlotte what? Asked Wilbur eagerly. Charlotte A. Cavatica, but just call me Charlotte. I think you're beautiful, said Wilbur. Well, I am pretty, replied Charlotte. There's no denying that. Almost all spiders are rather nice-looking. I'm not as flashy as some, but I'll do.
And the actions that this supposedly repugnant spider takes to step up and call attention to the beautiful worth and value of a little tiny runt pig, that's what we're all called to do for each other all the time.
Do you want a friend?
Yes, I want a friend, but I want to live, too.
Well, chin up. I'll be your friend.
We are coming to the end of this round of American Icons, and we'll be choosing one listener suggestion to produce as our final icon of this season.
Chin up, chin up. Everybody loves a happy face.
You can nominate yours at studio360.org/American Icons. The deadline is October 27th, so hurry.
Let a little sunshine in. You'll be on the right side looking at the bright side. Up with your chinny chin chin.